Hello, friends. I came across a poem the other day called The Woman in the Glass by Dale Wimbrough, which prompted me to write this meditation, and I'd like to share the poem with you now. When you get what you want as you struggle for self, and the world makes you queen for the day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that woman has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or husband whose judgment upon you must pass. The person whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. She's the person to please, never mind all the rest, for she's with you clear up to the end. And you've passed your most difficult and dangerous test if the woman in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down to the pathway of life and get pats on your back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the woman in the glass. For me, this poem exemplifies the ways in which we define who we are and who we are not. For most, we define who we are based on the things that we owned, the jobs that we do, where we live, the relationships we have. And from all of that, feelings, sensations, and thoughts arise. But no matter how vividly or intensely you experience all of that, those things are just temporary. Essentially, all of your outward manifestations that you use to define the true essence of yourself and their accompanying feelings, sensations, and thoughts are fleeting because they're bound by time. Usually there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. They're bound by space or location. And they're also bound by matter, comprised of shapes, colors, substance. But do these outward manifestations truly define the essence of who you are? In one famous story, the Buddha pointed to a chariot and asked, "Where is the essence of the chariot? Is it in the wheels, the seat, the axle, the cart?" And to his point, none of these parts contain the essence of the chariot. And so your true essence is also more than your parts or outward manifestations. The true essence of something is that which is the most indistinguishable quality that sums up its heart and soul. So if the true essence of you is not found within your outward manifestations, then it is found within your inner presence. And so for today's meditation, we will contemplate the profound act of seeing the true essence of you as you look back into that metaphorical glass mirror. Close down your eyes to better illuminate what's residing within. Consciously breathe one moment at a time. Noticing the effortless cadence between each breath that you take and the movement it creates within your body. experiencing. Noticing any pressure, temperature, texture, or sounds. Distractions and worries, and let it blow away. clearing out all of the outward manifestations and noise, you begin to understand the fleeting nature of things you thought defined who you are. And once you do, you will begin to see that there is a vast awareness and presence within you, as vast as the sky. Your true essence is here and always with you, occupying the vessel you call a body, but it is not your body. The one you have a name for, but it is not your name. True essence is not bound by time. There is no real beginning, middle, and an end. Your true essence is not bound by space or location. And your true essence is not bound by form or matter. Within you is a subtle fragrance of eternity. You have been here before the beginning and will be here long after the end. Akin to the silence. also brings forth a richness into your everyday life. After you dive into the present moment and reconnect each and every time, it is because this deeper presence is always primary, wherein everything else flows out of, and the actions and thoughts that occur thereafter are secondary. I think Eckhart Tolle said it best when he said, "When you do things and deal with things, just remember, it's not there once you remember. It's there. You can sense it's there. So you are both the presence, the unconditioned, and you are also a person with his or her history and life situation. But allow the presence to shine through the person, and then be the presence more than the person. That's the most liberating thing you can walk through life being, essentially a conscious presence. And secondary, yes, you are also a person." So the next time you look into the glass mirror, my friend, who will be looking back? Until we meet again. Namaste.